Welcome to Women Folk with Balasam Buga, a podcast about faith, growth, and healing for the women folk. Thank you so much for tuning in to yet another episode. Today, I would like us to look at something that is very, very fundamental that I believe for the human experience, more specifically for human expression. Today, I would like us to look at authenticity. And this is because I believe that God is calling us to live authentic lives. God has designed us to be authentic, but there are certain things that we need to understand about ourselves before we can truly get to that place where when we sense ourselves, we can truly feel that we are being authentic through and through. Now, what my desire and my hope for you is, once you are done listening to this, that you would pursue authenticity more. You would desire to be more authentic with yourself, with the people in your life, and how you are experiencing and expressing yourself. Because I truly believe that we will be able to access the abundant life that God is calling us to, that Jesus died for, when we are authentic. Now, if we look up what the definition of authenticity is, authenticity is the quality of being real and genuine. Now, I believe that you and I both know that we are living in a generation when so many things have been like planned out, and how reality TV is not real. It's actually, I actually learned that there is reality TV and there's what some coin actuality, when actuality is what has really actually happened, and reality TV is many times staged and scripted. We live in a very scripted generation, but we are getting tired of it, and our desire, what we yearn for now, is to have authentic connections with people, to consume authentic content, to express ourselves in an authentic way. And that is us moving closer to how God wants things to be, because God doesn't do copies. God doesn't do fake. No, that's not God. And he wants us to pursue things, to pursue life, to pursue our expression according to original design, where there is no addition or subtraction from what he originally planned and from what he originally designed. So what does that mean? That when you are expressing yourself, when you are living life, you have not added anything to your understanding of yourself, to your understanding of how life should be lived, of how you should be. You have not taken away from what God has put inside of you. You are expressing and living, experiencing and being experienced according to his original design, purpose, and plan of and for you. See, one thing that we need to remember is that we were created with intention. God had an idea. God had a plan. God had a design. There's a specific thing that you were supposed to do. Not only that, there is a specific way that you are supposed to express yourself according to your design. It's not just haphazard. It's not something that's supposed to be influenced by our experiences or by the generation we are in or by society. There is an original you, an intended you. And one of our life's desires and life's pursuits should be to find out what that is, and to, in the different roles that we play and in the different spaces we find ourselves in, to express that self, to express ourselves in authenticity. Now I'd like us to go to your passage of scripture, Genesis. Now Genesis is the first book in the Bible. Genesis chapter 1, so we're going right at the beginning. Genesis chapter 1, we will be reading verse 26 and verse 27. That's Genesis chapter 1, verse 26 and verse 27. And it says this. It says, Then God said, "Let us make mankind in our image, in our likeness, so that they may rule over the fish in the sea and the birds in the sky, over the livestock and all the wild animals, and over all the creatures that move along the ground." So God created mankind in his own image. In the image of God, he created them. Male and female, he created them. You see, here we see God's divine intention. We see that when God made man, when God made woman, that he made us using himself as the blueprint. The Bible says that we were made in his image. So what does this mean? It means that our pursuit in life should be to pursue his likeness. We need to find out who God is. How is he? How does he express himself? And realize that the makeup of who we are as women, as people, is that we were made in the image of who he is, and we pursue that expression. Now, there are two attributes of God that I'd like us to look at, which when we do not get this, it can hinder our authentic expression. There are two characteristics of his likeness that he has also placed in us. Because before I continue, I need to say this, that as much as we are made in the likeness of God, we are not like him. As much as we are made, the Bible says, in his likeness, how he used himself as a reference as to how we are not like him. He is completely different. He is holy, completely other. But there are some attributes about us that speak of him in a very primitive, you know, small way. It speaks of him, but it's not that we are that we can compare ourselves to him. I just wanted that to be clear so that we do not have an incorrect image of ourselves in relation to who he is. We are made in his likeness, but we are not like him. It's like when a child does a painting, or it's a painting of a cat or a dog, or they draw a cat or a dog. It is nothing like the actual animal. When you have the painting of the cat before you, and when you have the cat that you can touch, you can experience, those are very, very, very two different things. And that is how it is with us and God. Let us not get it twisted, because sometimes, yeah, there's some weird teachings that go out there, that are out there, that want to elevate the creation to the level of the creator, which is not right. So no, but there are attributes that God has that we have as well, that he has, that he has placed within us as well, that I would like us to look at two specifically. The one is that God has made us decisive. God is decisive, and he has made us decisive. What does this mean? We have the ability to decide. Now, that is very important for us to understand. We can decide whether we will be a victim or not. We can decide whether we choose to have joy in trials or not. We can decide whether we choose strength or not. We can decide whether we forgive or not, God has made us as decisive creation. We are decisive as his creation, like he is decisive. Now, the other attribute that I'd like us to look at that very closely links to this one of being decisive is that we were not made to be controlled. We were not made to be controlled by external things. We were not made to be controlled by internal things. If we find ourselves in a place where we feel like we are being controlled by our upbringing, where we feel like we do not have a choice in how we express ourselves, it is because we have surrendered the ability that God has given us as decisive beings. Because regardless of where we come from, regardless of what we have gone through, God has made us decisive such that we can choose not to be controlled by our feelings, by our experiences, by the opinion of others. We were made to be decisive. We were made to not be controlled because God was made, because God is decisive and he is not controlled. Now, unless we understand that and we walk in expressing and experiencing that more, we will find it very hard to be authentic. We will find it very hard to express our authentic selves, because when we speak of one being authentic, you're being real, you're being honest, you're being genuine, you're being sincere. And your sincerity is based on the decision that you made. It's not because someone said, someone did, that is happening. I feel, therefore I am. No, it comes from the place that I am and we are because he is. I hope that is making sense. Now, something that I'd like us to also remember, tying into what I said earlier, is that we are planned for. We are intended. We are planned for. We are intended. I want you to know that where you find yourself in life, where you find yourself in your generation, or where you find yourself in your family, you are planned for by God. There's a divine intention. And we need to pursue to know what that is. But we start by pursuing and knowing who he is, because we are from him, we get our identity from him, we understand how life is supposed to be expressed from him. We have an idea of what it means for us to be our authentic selves when we as individuals, we as ourselves connect with him. And when there's that connection, I'm telling you, you're going to find an aha moment when you're like, oh, that's it. Oh, that's me. Because what God intended already is, how God made us already is, we just need to reconnect with it and disconnect from what we think we should be, how we think we should express ourselves as informed from our past and what we have experienced. As we connect with him, we will discover who we are. But that is a process of learning and unlearning, learning what we already are, who we already are, and learning what other people, what experience, what the past says about us, letting that go and holding on to who we are, what he says. And it is only when that happens that you will find that you are being your true self, your genuine self. When you connect to who God says you are and you disconnect from every other message that you have heard as you've been living the years that you've lived on this earth, only then will you be able to be genuine and real and authentic. It's not about being real with your feelings and being real. I'm just being real. A lot of people say that let's just be real. Well, my sister, we are real when we conform to the original plan and the original design and the original engineering of our expression. Otherwise, that concept of being real is a social construct of our generation. And that, in the eternal scheme of things, is not real. So I'd like to encourage you to connect with him on a personal, one-on-one basis. And as you do that, he will communicate to your spirit as to who you are. And sometimes you'll find that that comes in conflict with what other people have said. And that is when we decide, as a decisive being, to conform to what he says, and decide, as a decisive being, to disconnect to all the other messages of society and our past and our feelings and experiences. And when that happens, that's when we start the true journey of walking in, expressing, and being authentic. I hope that made sense. I hope that blesses you. I hope that encourages you. I hope that inspires a desire to discover who you are. And who you are, who you truly are, can only be found from the one who made you, the one who planned for you, the one who placed you in this time and season. He knows. So let's connect with him. Let's find out. And once we do, let's express that. I hope that you are blessed and encouraged from this episode. Let us pursue authenticity. And I know and I believe that our experience of life and other people's experience of us will be all the more great. Until the next episode, take care. Bye.